This time yesterday morning, we were watching extraordinary scenes from Gaza, from Khan Yunus. Large crowds backdropped by green Hamas flags, gathering to watch the handover by men in masks and balaclavas of four caskets to waiting Red Cross officials with vans. Some people ran alongside the men and the vans as they left for Israel with the bodies of what we were told included a woman and her two young sons and a man in his 80s, taken hostage by Hamas in October 2023 in raids that led Israel to kill over 40,000 Palestinians. But now, Israel says the body of the woman is not Shiri Babas. Her husband was released earlier this month. Hamas say his family were killed in Israeli airstrikes. Israel says they were murdered by Hamas. This morning, their prime minister said, "We will act with determination to bring Shiri home, along with all our hostages, both living and dead, and ensure that Hamas pays the full price for this cruel and evil violation of the agreement." Yossi Melman is security and intelligence commentator for Israeli newspaper Haaretz. He's in Tel Aviv this morning. Yossi Melman, thank you very much for taking our call.
Thank you, Gavin.
Can you take us through what's happened?
Well, we don't know what happened. Hamas is part of the agreement which has been taking place over the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Was supposed to return four bodies, Shiri Bibas and her two young children, one 4 years old and one and a half years old, which were taken hostage, kidnapped from their house in a kibbutz near Gaza. They were seen taken by Hamas on October the 7th on social media. And Hamas returned. Actually, it was an affiliate of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, another organization present in Gaza, and they returned the two bodies of the children and the body of a woman who was dressed in and put in the casket. And when the bodies were taken to the institute here at the medical center to identify them to confirm their identities, it turned out that the babies, the kids, were indeed of the Bibas family, and the mother was another unidentified woman, probably a Palestinian Gazan woman. And now Israel is trying to find out what happened to her. We don't know whether how she was killed, who murdered her. Hamas claims that it was they died during an airstrike. So all these things are not known. I'm not sure they will ever be known.
So it's not known who this woman is. It's not known where Shiri Babas is. There are a lot of questions here.
Absolutely. Well, the big question is, because on October 7, she was seen with her two children. They were covered in a blanket. And the Hamas jailer said, we are human and we will not hurt you. And that was the last time they were seen. There was some sort of intelligence from intelligence sources, probably from Israeli agents on the field working for the Israeli intelligence, that still had some information that she was alive up to 1 month after October 7th, around November. Then from there, they disappeared. No one knows what happened. We don't know if the woman was killed, Shiri Bibas was killed after she was separated from her babies. Maybe the babies were taken to another organization, some selfish a jihadist group, small group, which also was in Gaza, because the hostages, the 250 hostages on October 7th, kidnapped by Hamas, were divided between the various groups that work together with Hamas, like the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and some selfish radical jihadist gangs and groups.
We were discussing yesterday about why the release of these hostages in particular were the most difficult for Israelis. What's been the reaction to this news now?
Well, yesterday, when you know the when the convoy took the bodies from the Red Cross from Hamas to Red Cross and Red Cross to the Israeli security forces, a lot of Israelis gathered in the streets and escorted with Israeli flags the convoy. They were taken to the medical center here in Tel Aviv. The mood was very, very of despair, very, of course, sadness. I think on May that was the only time in Israel in over the last 15 years since the war broke out that Israeli was united in grief, and the political divisions, which are very strong and polarized the Israeli society, were put aside. But now once again we are back in square one with the blame game and the polarization of Israeli society. And the prime minister in his statement is quoting phrases, sentences from the Bible that we would revenge, and people don't like it. A lot of people are saying we don't seek revenge now. We want to see reconciliation, and we want to see all the hostages back. One shouldn't forget that tomorrow, Saturday, 60 living Israelis who are alive will be returned, that's for sure. And then still there are 59 Israeli hostages in Gaza. 35 of them are probably dead, but 24 are alive. And Israel wants to, well, Israelis want to move to the next stage, the phase two of the agreement, which means that Israel would have to accept a ceasefire and to pull out from the Rafah crossing. And this government of Netanyahu they are ready to do it, and all depends now on Trump and the pressure that the United States would put on Netanyahu.
Separately, Yossi, before we let you go, there have been other news in Tel Aviv this morning. Three empty buses that have exploded.
Well, actually, there were five devices planted in five buses in separate areas around Tel Aviv, not in Tel Aviv itself, in the suburbs. They were improvised devices, and that was the big luck. They intended to the terrorists, probably they came from the West Bank, they intended to trigger the devices in the early hours this morning when the buses would be taking passengers, with crowded and taking passengers. And luckily enough, they exploded prematurely because they were poorly prepared and improvised. So, it seems that Hamas, or who is behind it, is going back to the old days when buses were exploding on the streets of Tel Aviv during the first and the second intifada, the second intifada in 2000, 2001 and 2002.
Yossi Melman, security and intelligence commentator with Israeli newspaper Haaretz in Tel Aviv this morning. Thank you for speaking to us.